This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by receiving grace through the cross. We must be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, Matt 5:48. We must be merciful as He is merciful, Luke 6:36. We must become pure as He is pure, 1 John 3:2-3. But as He who has called you is holy, so you be holy in all manner of conduct, 1 Pet 1:15. We must practice righteousness, even as He is righteous. 1 John 3:7, so that we walk as He walked, 1 John 2:6, and as He is, so are we in this present world. 1 John 4:17. There is no flexibility and no equivocation in any of these stated requirements. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Call 1:27-28, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. James 1:4 Jesus said, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matt 5:48. There are many verses that speak of perfection being required both in the Old Testament, click to see, and in the New Testament, click to see. Yet, this is the scripture those who are devoid of truth, not directly taught by the voice of the Lord, don't want to acknowledge. Various rationalizations of denial are made, including, He didn't really mean perfect, only sort of perfect or try to be perfect. Yet He says be perfect, like God is perfect, a definitive qualification of perfect. Jesus has left no wiggle room for the definition of be perfect, which He has commanded us to become. Now, Jesus doesn't lie, Jesus doesn't exaggerate. So if He told us to be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect, then it must be possible. And it is possible through the power of God to kill, deaden, deprive of power, the evil desire lurking in your members. Sexual vice, impurity, sensual appetites, unholy desires, and all greed and covetousness, for that is idolatry. Call 3:5, for by mercy and love, truth and fidelity, iniquity is purged out of the heart, Pro 16:6, with obedience leading to righteousness. Rom 6:16. Other scriptures show similar high standards. We must be righteous as He is righteous, 1 John 3:7-10. We must be merciful as He is merciful, Luke 6:36. We must become pure as He is pure, 1 John 3:3. But as He who has called you is holy, so you be holy in all manner of conduct, 1 Pet 1:15. So that we walk as He walked, 1 John 2:6, and as He is, so are we in this present world. 1 John 4:17. The favorite rationalization of Christianity's blind guides is, Jesus really didn't say perfect, He said complete. Complete even as your Father who is in heaven is complete. It is one thing to be perfect in word and deed, as is the Father. But to be complete implies you would be able to create universes, planets, galaxies, men, angels, even Jesus Christ. And that is a ludicrous rationalization to avoid bearing the cross and the necessary work to become. Pure, holy, righteous, freed from sin, and perfect, walking as He walked, in total obedience to the Lord's commanded deeds to be done and words to be spoken. The imperfect, blind guides dislike perfect, but like complete because it has lots of wiggle room with what complete like your Father means. The word complete is so vague that the blind guides can claim they are complete too because they have gone to Bible colleges or seminaries or because they have great knowledge of the scriptures. From the word of the Lord within, I say this to your shame. Though you have great knowledge of the scriptures and profess them, you don't possess of whom they speak. Further, James even wrote that we must become complete and perfect, so that we lack nothing. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, James 1:4. Note. If you lack nothing, then you have everything possible, including fellowship with Christ and the Father, raised to heaven, sitting with Christ in the kingdom, in union with Christ and God, free from sin, pure, holy, sanctified, permanently cleansed and perfected, and protected from ever sinning again, all while still alive on earth, as Paul wrote the perfect man does. Until we all come to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F 4:13. If you are a perfect man and possess the fullness of Christ, you have everything possible. Paul also wrote of becoming perfect and complete. Epaphras, a servant of Christ who is one of you, salutes you, always striving fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Call 4:12. This is a serious prayer, that the Colossae would stand, be strong, be perfect, be complete, doing the will of God. This is not make-believe Christianity. This is speaking of being restored to the life and light of God, in union with God, controlled by God in thought, word, and deed, able to do God's will on earth as it is done in heaven. We have no examples of complete men in scriptures, but we do have examples of perfect men in the scriptures: Enoch, Noah, Zacharias, Elizabeth, Job, Hezekiah, Asa, and David, and perfect men in the writings of the early Quakers on this site. Perfect means free of all sin, no longer sitting in darkness and walking in darkness, but walking by the light of God, no longer wailing according to the carnal mind and evil imagination of man, but walking as guided by the mind of Christ. However, complete is completely undefined. The imperfect, blind guides of Christianity often twist a few scriptures to support their preaching that sin is inevitable to death, which twisted scriptures are listed and explained on the Perfection and Purity webpage. Click to see. People are lazy in their complacency toward the broad, easy way of instant grace and instant salvation, but Jesus insisted on works to all of the seven churches in Revelation, even insisting on perfect works, Rev 3:2-3. Salvation requires works of obedient faith, but not dead works or obsolete works of the law. For more on the subject of required works, see lie number 8 in the 10 Deadly Lies of Christendom. The next rationalization is, it is humanly impossible to be perfect. Correct. Without the supernatural changing power of God, it is impossible. But that is exactly what Jesus came to open up, the changing grace of God available to anyone who believes in his name, and then goes to him to listen to and obey his word and light that is within each of us, waiting to teach and change us. Jesus wants to change us to be like himself. He wants to clone his spirit into us, changing us to be like him, perfect. On the inward cross of self-denial, we crucify our sinful spirit of selfishness, and he replaces it with his one command at a time that we hear him speak and we obey. There is an entire webpage devoted to the subject of perfection with many testimonies from early Quakers who had attained perfection. From the word of the Lord within, nobody became perfect by trying to be perfect. If you would be perfect, follow me. Everyone listen to what the Spirit says, this you follow. Everybody who believes the Son shall be made perfect. The Lord's arm has been withheld, witness therefore man made perfect. It takes several years to reach a stage of perfection. Those who preach against perfection have a lack of earnest faith, make no provision for the flesh. A man without sin has the power and life given to him. I give favors to he who is pure. See myself, thus know sin has a place in me. Sin in believers is intolerable. The perfection of man frees from death. Repent of your evil. We seek a permanent relationship. In the Old Testament, it was not a permanent relationship. They often lost it. We seek a lasting perfection of holiness. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:10, for by a one offering he has forever totally cleansed and perfected those who are made holy. Heb 10:14, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Cor 7:1, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be perfect. Gen 17:1, Abraham is the father of salvation by faith, yet God told him to be perfect. And to be perfect, Abraham had to walk in the steps of faith. What steps did Abraham walk? From the word of the Lord within, Abraham willingly exposed himself to God's commands. He waited on God by persistently and patiently sitting in humble silence to listen for God's voice. He heard, and then he believed him. Abraham obeyed God's voice, and he patiently endured before he obtained the promise. If the model of Christian faith was told to be perfect, then so must all be perfect who aspire to be a Christian, as Jesus emphatically preached. Therefore, leaving the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, Heb 6:1, Christendom not only considers perfection as impossible, but also 1. Has no idea what faith really is, and 2. Does not know how to realize repentance. both being the two fundamental building blocks before going on to perfection. Without the basics, it is impossible for Christendom to progress to perfection. And since they are trapped in slavery to sin, they pretend sin cannot be overcome, that God tolerates sins and does not free man from sin, curiously ignoring the thousands of scriptures that contradict their presumptive errors. Thousands of scriptures that all speak to man's requirement to conquer sin and being reconciled to the life and spiritual image of God, which reconciliation requires perfection, purity, cleanliness, humility, righteousness, obedience, holiness before being reconciled in union with Christ and God, to live in the light in heaven, sitting down in Christ, fellowshipping with God and Christ, in the company of righteous men made perfect, in the company of innumerable angels, being through with sin. Lusts, rage, sexual immorality, hatred, envy, jealousy, pride, foolishness, lying, profanity, evil thoughts, the carnal mind, the imagination, drunkenness, anger, resentment, violence, vain pleasures, ambition, disobedience, doubt, emotions. The entire Bible speaks to fallen man's need to shed the imperfections of his sinful nature, to be renewed into the perfect spiritual image of God perfection. But all the earth's religions, including Christendom, hold out the false hope that through some outward rituals, ceremonies, or works, man can be favored by God and assured of bliss in the next life. When there is only one way, the inward cross of self-denial in a faith that purifies one's heart. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Cor 7:1 And he appointed with his authority and power, some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. F4:11-13. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. 2 Cor 16:9 There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear is the dread of punishment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18 Wake up and be watchful, and strengthen the things that remain, which are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Rev 3:2 Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace. 2 Cor 13:11 In this abiding or dwelling in God, our love is brought to perfection so that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this present world. 1 John 4:17 Jesus said, The disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect purified, restored to the image of God, specifically authorized and perfected, will be like his master. Luke 6:40 The Amplified Bible says, A pupil is not superior to his teacher, but everyone completely trained, readjusted, restored, set to rights, and perfected, will be like his teacher. Luke 6:40-48 Why would Christ tell us this, unless he wanted us to become like him? Remember, this was the preface of his statement. Don't try to take the speck out of your brother's eye until you remove the beam from your own. When you get the beam out of your own eye by being perfected, you can see clearly how to remove the speck from your brother's. So he wants us sinless and purified so we can help our brothers, but until then, we can't even see how to help. And if we think we can, we are more blind than whoever we are trying to help. We have a beam in our eye, and he only has a speck. Who is more blind? Only when Christ has perfected us can we remove that speck. Only then can we preach or teach, after we are readjusted, restored, perfected, and set to rights, authorized. Then we can help. Until then, we just harm those we try to correct. To be restored is to be renewed into the image of God in holiness and righteousness, as was man before the fall in the garden, which is Christ's job with all of us, to reconcile the whole creation back to God, as it was, even better, than before it fell due to the disobedience of Adam. For we cannot be reconciled back to God in our fallen state, we must be purified, restored, perfected before union can take place, union that is only possible between two like beings. From the word of the Lord within, I work with the blind, but if you think you can see and you are not with me in heaven, I will make you a laughingstock. If you are teaching, preaching, or trying to correct someone else before being perfected by Christ, you are estimating yourself to be greater than Christ. Jesus only spoke, judged, and did as he was specifically ordered to by God. He did nothing by his own decision. If you are speaking and are working for God without being specifically ordered in each word and action, you are essentially claiming that your own words and deeds are superior to what Jesus might have been if he had made his own decisions about what to say and do. James echoes the same message. My brothers, not many of you should be teachers, knowing that we who teach will be judged by a stricter judgment. For we all err in many things, and if any man does not err in his words, he is a perfect man. James 3:1-2. James is saying, until you are perfected, what you teach will have errors, and errors will be strictly judged. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:4. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, God shall reveal this to you. Phil 3:15. In the days of Herod, the king of Judea, there was a certain priest named was Zacharias of the division of Abia, and his wife was also a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Luke 1:5-6. Epaphras, a servant of Christ who is one of you, salutes you, always striving fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Call 4:12. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commands, as at this time. 1 Kings 8:61. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect before the Lord all his days. 1 Kings 15:14. But after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. However, we speak wisdom in those who are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the rulers of this world who come to nothing. 1 Cor 2:6. I beseech you, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. 2 Kings 20:3. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. 1 Kings 11:4. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. PSA 18:32. I have seen an end of all perfection. PSA 119:96. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So I will gladly boast in my infirmities, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. 2 Cor 12:9. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. PSA 37:37. For we all err in many things, and if any man does not err in his words, he is a perfect man, and able also to control his whole body. James 3:2. But after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. 1 Peter 5:10. This is the history of Noah. Noah was a righteous man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Gen 6:9. By faith Enoch was translated so that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5. But when that which is perfect has come, then what is only partial shall be abolished. 1 Cor 13:10. You shall be perfect with the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 18:13. Thus you will judge in the fear of the Lord, faithfully, and with a perfect heart. 2 Chron 19:9. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. 2 Sam 22:33. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. PSA 18:32. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. PSA 101:2. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear is the dread of punishment. He that fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Pro 2:21. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way shall serve me. Psalms 101:6. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of righteous men made perfect. Hebrews 12:23. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews 13:21. But whoever keeps his word obeys the Lord's command spoken to him, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. 1 John 2:5, to be in Christ is to have experienced the love of God having been perfected in him. Millions claim to be in Christ, but few, if any, could claim that the love of God had been perfected in themselves. Rather, Christendom denies perfection and freedom from sin as a possibility. Jesus said, "The seed is the word of God, and that which fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, keep it in an honest and good heart, and bring forth fruit with perseverance." Luke 8:14-15, Paul said, "For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong, and we also pray even your perfection." 2 Cor 13:9, "But as he who has called you is holy, so you be holy in all manner of conduct, because it is written, Be holy, for I am holy." 1 Pet 1:15-16, that he would grant to us, that being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, we might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. Luke 1:74-75, delivered from what enemies? Sin, the fruits of the flesh, are the enemies of your soul. Anger, lust, sexual immorality, pride, greed, envy, lying, theft, drunkenness, etc. For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. Lev 11:44-45, follow peace with all men, and holiness, consecration, sanctification, without which no man will see the Lord. Heb 12:14, and you will be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, so that you should be mine. Lev 20:26, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Cor 7:1, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29:2, you shall be holy men to me. Exodus 22:31, and put on the newly created nature of Christ, which is created in God's image of true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:24, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3:13, for God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:7, nevertheless, she will be saved by childbearing the new birth of Christ in her, if she continues in faith and love and holiness with self-control. 1 Timothy 2:15, the older women likewise are to behave as becomes holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Titus 2:3, as you previously yielded your body to the slavery of uncleanness and from wickedness to wickedness, so now yield your body to the slavery of righteousness that results in holiness. Rom 6:19. But now being made free from sin, and having become slaves to God, you have the fruit reward of holiness, and at the end, everlasting life. Rom 6:22, for truly for a short time they chastened us according to their best judgment, but God chastens, reproves, and disciplines us for our benefit, to enjoy a share in his holiness. Heb 12:10, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7, and every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. 1 John 3:3-9, so if you are still sinning, you must not really be born again. Yet cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James 4:8, our Savior Jesus Christ, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawless deeds, sin, and purify for himself a people who are his very own, zealous for good works. Titus 2:12-14, who still sins, might mistakenly argue that they are redeemed from all iniquity, but not that grace has purified them. Purify your souls by obeying the truth through the Spirit to unfeigned love of the brothers. Love one another fervently with a pure heart. 1 Pet 1:22, for he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi priests, and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Mal 3:2-3. An offering of righteousness is worship in spirit and truth. Call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Tim 2:22, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5:8, until your heart is purified, you are unfit to be in heaven or in the company of Jesus or God. For of this you can be sure, that no sexually immoral or impure or covetous person who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. F5:5-6 Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:10 This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and His kingdom.